as we're joined by the head football coach, Shane Richardson, brought to you by Window Outfitters. And coach, let's take a look at this recruiting class first. Welcome back. It's a very exciting day. Lots of players coming on board here with Northern Michigan football. Let's talk about the challenges. We know what happened last year. 0-11 football season. Seemed like from the outside looking in, a lot of gloom and doom. This is your first full recruiting season for this football team. And I feel like things have gone well. It seems like a lot of people are thinking, hey, they put a great class together.
First of all, Casey, thanks for having me back on. It's great to be with you again. And, you know, sometimes you end the football season, and I know we talked and kind of debriefed about the season afterwards. And then, you know, a couple months goes by, and it's kind of fun to have something to actually talk about that's exciting again. And so, yeah, talking about this recruiting cycle and class and everything, what a big day for us, and really, really excited about it. Yeah, we start the process for this class back in April, really, and we get out and we go to the high schools and talk with the coaches and start to gather all of our information. And then what happens is you evaluate their junior film and really get a sense of who's out there, who you like, who you've targeted. And then you go into kind of the camp mode throughout the summer. You have camps, you go to other camps to see them, and you just try to get as many in-person evaluations as possible. And then, of course, you're keeping in touch, and you try to get them on campus for game day visits here for our home games. We had a lot of guys that actually made their way to Marquette this fall and were on campus, which was really, really good to see. And then you try to get out and see some of the local games if you can. We went to state championship games here. And then, you know, once December hits, you have official visits. You have more in January. And then you look forward to February the 7th. And, you know, I think, you know, two things goes, you know, to the forefront of my mind when thinking about this. The amount of hard work that our coaches put into this. I feel like ever since we stepped foot on the campus of Northern Michigan, since I was hired a year ago, that's all we've done. And it's been obviously a situation that we've needed to address with our personnel, and getting a full recruiting cycle now to be able to do that with the class of 24 here has been really fruitful. And we are experiencing those fruits today, and able to, you know, sign 43 high school kids here, and it's gonna pay off for us in the future. And so I can't say enough about the hard work that the coaches have done here to put us in this position. And then what I would say is too that these kids that are committing to us, what a tremendous example for them, just really kind of stepping out in somewhat blind faith, kind of, you know, like you say, you look at the record, you know, guys want to win, guys want to be competitive, they want to go into a good situation. And I think that speaks to the nature of who they are and their character, and what they're inspired and motivated to do. And then I also think it speaks to Northern Michigan and our football team and our program and what we have here to offer, and the vision that we have, and the excitement that we can have really moving forward.
Head coach Shane Richardson joins us right here on Raider Results Network, brought to you by Window Outfitters, as we talk about recruiting day. And you talked about the recruits and blind faith. Was it a hard sell to get people to come here to Northern Michigan? Because you have 43 recruits that are going to be here today signing with Northern Michigan University. So how tough was it to recruit some of these guys to come to Northern Michigan?
So what I would say is, and I've said this plenty of times before, but the hardest thing to do is to actually get them to come to campus, right? And that's one of our filters. We want to make sure that every guy that is going to be a scholarship type of guy for us, we've got to get them to campus. They've got to be able to experience Marquette. They've got to be able to put themselves in this environment, see the culture, and just, you know, have a great feel for what's going on here. We're off the beaten path. It's not going to be for everybody. Of course, this winter was actually really kind to us, so we didn't get to give a lot of the recruits that were on campus, a good old, Marquette winter. But we actually did have a couple of weekends of official visits where we got those snowstorms. And so that was good. You know, I think it's good for them to experience organically what it's going to be like. And we want to do that. We want to make sure guys understand what they're getting themselves into so that they can see themselves here. And, you know, if they still really like it and they still really are attracted to what we're doing, then it's a great fit. And so I think the hardest thing is to get people here and get them in the car, and maybe they have to travel a little ways, anywhere from whatever it is, you know, 3 hours to all the way to 7 hours, whatever it might be. But once they get here, wow, what a great, well-kept secret it is. People that come here, I think they are always very impressed, surprisingly. You know, they never knew what was here, or the pictures didn't do it justice. The website, you know, didn't really give them all the details. And we've got a college town here that's vibrant and active, a community that has so many outdoor type of activities, the generosity displayed by the people here of Marquette and Marquette County. And you know, you step on campus and you see the growth taking place, you see the newness and the modifications and the things that are going on, you know, to keep our campus and university going forward and in a positive direction. And then, you know, obviously they're going to spend time with our players. I think our players are, you know, the ones that are here with us now. They're the ones that really are, you know, going to ride this thing out. You know, after you go 0-11, you've got players that come back in the springtime now. Those are the ones that really want to stay and are committed. You know, they had a chance to hit the portal. They had a chance to leave and go, and some did. But, you know, the ones that are here in the spring right now, you feel really good about them. And those are the guys that really sell this program. You know, I think we don't really have to sell a whole lot. I mean, what I'm describing is we've got something here that I think is really attractive for people. And, you know, for them to understand our culture and our vision and our excitement and how we're going to coach them, how we're going to treat them as individuals, and how we're going to push them to develop them to be their best. Those are all things that I think guys are attracted to. And so to be able to get these 43 guys, I think you just got to be able to, you know, be yourself and be able to show them exactly what, you know, we're intending to do here in the next few years.
Coach, we always talk about recruiting and doing it the right way. What kind of recruit are you looking for Northern Michigan? What makes a good person, or what kind of person makes that player perfect for Northern Michigan?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think for us, it's, and this is the cliche term, but I'm going to kind of describe it. It's about the relationship and the connection with the prospect, and just understanding how he can fit here. And I think what happens is you feel that, you experience that through the constant interaction. And I think, you know, there are college coaches out there and programs out there that are, they're probably guilty of just seeing somebody on film and being able to say, oh man, you know, that guy is who we want, and that's going to be the best fit in our program. And, you know, we don't think that way. You know, with us here, we want to make sure that, yes, they have to be good football players. That is a filter that we need to use. And after that, are they attracted to us just as much as we are attracted to them? And you can feel that, you can experience that, you can hear that. And that's why it's so important to be able to have in-person evaluations. You have to be able to talk on the phone. You have to be able to text back and forth. You have to be able to get them on an official visit, experience their families, talk to their head coaches. There's so much communication and kind of background checking and, you know, things of that nature to investigate the process of it, that you do get a feel for what's going on there. And I would just say it's much like any other relationship is. When there's a mutual attraction, you just kind of feel it, you sense it, you feel great about it. And typically when that kind of feels really good to us, we know that there's a guy here that is going to be a really good fit for what we're doing.
Coach, let's talk about your football team a little bit, as we have 43 coming in, and we do have a mid-year transfer that is going to be joining the team as well. But let's start with the Upper Peninsula first, because you do have a fair amount of players from the Upper Peninsula coming in, including a running back from Negaunee and a running back from Marquette.
Yeah, we're gonna have six guys, signed today from the UP, which very excited about. I think there's a little bit of a fallacy or a stereotype out there where maybe Northern just signs guys from the UP as kind of a token favor or something like that. And what I would tell people is, these six guys from the UP, we really like them. And they are legitimate guys that are going to come in, make this program better, and we believe in them. And, I can't say enough about those six that will be coming here. They're going to bring, different skill sets. They're going to bring just a UP grittiness that, we want to play with, we want to be identified with, and they understand what that's all about. And so I think that's really exciting to bring them into the program. And of course, not every kid in the UP is gonna be able to play college football, and so I think some people have to really realize that too. I think it's easy to sit here and say that you gotta get the kids from the UP and you gotta, well, here's the deal. We have a roster limit, okay? So we can't go over 105, and that does put us in a position to where we have to make choices, and we gotta make evaluations, and we gotta be very smart and strategic with how that looks. And so, we're gonna definitely start in our backyard, and we're gonna make sure we get the guys that we really like that are here, and we're also going to be very honest and very fair about the process, because we're just not able to take everybody out of the Upper Peninsula.
Head coach Shane Richardson joins us right here on Radio Results Network, brought to you by Window Outfitters. I take a look at your roster right now, and we'll bring up the spring game in a little bit, but with the recruiting, obviously, let's just say, you played running back at Marquette, you played running back at Nagani, you're a wide receiver at Kingsford. What are the chances after you sign them that, hey, we know what we recruited you for running back or wide receiver. Why don't you try cornerback, or why don't you go try safety? Out of these guys, how many guys are these switch positions at this point?
Yeah, I think, how we typically will talk to guys that we recruit, there's definitely guys that will fit into a position right away, and they've excelled at that position. Their body types are made and kind of cut out for that position. And that's okay. We kind of move forward with what we kind of think is best for them at the time. But then there's also guys where you're right. It's something where we need to get some more evaluation. Maybe we get them on campus here, for fall camp. And then we kind of have to make a determination. What's best for their skill sets? What's best for our team? Positional needs, what that looks like. Trevor from Menominee, Trevor Toyakoff, he comes to mind right now to say, he played quarterback in high school. We think he's very sufficient at quarterback, and he is very gifted in other skill sets. He was a full-time DB for their state championship caliber team, played virtually every single snap in that game on both sides of the ball, and I think he maybe led their team in tackles in that game. We think he's fast enough, quick enough to where he could play an offensive skill position. So he's going to be listed as a quarterback/athlete, Doesn't mean he can't play quarterback, but we think he can play a lot of other positions too. And so it's just our job just to kind of figure that out. And, Trevor's on the same page with us, and, Trevor's going to make an impact wherever he plays. I'm not worried about that. I just love who he is as a person and as a competitor. I think that really comes out, and he'll find his way on the field for Northern Michigan.
Well, I also bring that up because of Jake Witt, because he switched positions in his Northern career, and obviously he made himself an NFL athlete because of that, because you got to be willing to play a position. And he went to that coaching staff and was like, hey, I want to do this, and he ended up getting drafted in the NFL.
No, I mean, what a phenomenal story that Jake has, of course, right? And you just kind of sometimes never know when that's going to come about. I think that's our job as coaches, to be able to identify skill sets that are going to fit into what they can do best. And you want to play for play on the prospect, or really the player's strengths, right? Whatever he can do well, you want to put him in good situations. And typically that's where they're going to be the most confident, the most comfortable, and be able to help you the most. And we want to be able to do that with everybody.
Coach, when you look at the recruits that are coming in, we don't want to keep dwelling on it, but last year, how many of these guys can come in and probably start right away day one for you, especially in the fall?
Well, it's a great question. In a typical year, I would say the average is probably five or less, right? And that's when you have, you know, older players and kind of a well-seasoned team that's kind of, you know, spread out in terms of the class makeup. I would think this year, you know, there's going to be quite a few guys out of the 43 that will be able to contribute in some sort of role. I'm hoping, you know, here's something that I don't want to happen. You don't want to choke out each other in that class, right? For example, we have 10 DBs we're going to be bringing in. Well, ideally, five of them maybe could contribute in some sort of way that really makes their first season a productive year where they can get on the field and see significant reps, whether they start, whether they're a backup, whether they're a role player, whether they're on special teams. You know, like, can we get five guys to get out there, help us in the defensive backfield? We get the other five redshirted. Now we get some class separation, and we start to really, you know, enjoy the health of our team being built from year to year.